Weiler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
It is no wonder, no coincidence, that we're talking about Snyder Tree after the Hurricane Helene segment, their one-year anniversary of it. And I was talking to Eric Snyder about it many times and just how busy they were as a result of Hurricane Helene. And you know what? What's crazy about that, Sam, is my friend Rob Patterson checks this morning, and he says that there are there's a county up in where Appalachia State is where there's still some people who don't have water there a year later. Man, that's crazy. So anyway, Snyder Tree, they were off the charts busy with what they had to do in helping out the community and all that with the hurricane stuff. Now, obviously, a year later, I want to encourage you, get in touch with the great friends over at Snyder Tree and SnyderTree.com. Incredible people do an amazing job. You're going to love Snyder Tree. When it comes to your tree planting, cataloging your trees, making sure it all goes right. We love our great friends at Snyder Tree. So same thing for shrubs, same thing for for commercial properties, residential properties. It's our great friends over at Snyder Tree Care. 833-4-MY-TREE. You're going to love my friends at Snyder Tree Care. Let me bring on Jay Espy to talk about the big oyster roast coming up. Yearly event that I don't miss for anything in the world, the Clemson Rotary Club and their big oyster roast coming up. Good morning, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this, and it's an awesome fundraiser. It's a can't-miss event. You know, it's a who's who, man. I see more celebrities and local stars over there what you guys do. But first, tell me about Rotary Club, what you guys do, and we'll get into the particulars of how folks can get involved with the Oyster Roast this year. What is Rotary, and what do you guys do in Clemson Rotary Club?
Thanks, Mickey. Rotary is an international service club with about 1.2 million members all over the world. We've got two clubs in Clemson and several clubs in Pickens County. Our club in particular focuses on our local community. We support the Clemson Community Care, Clemson Child Development Center, and Clemson Free Clinic. We also raise money for our foundation. Through that, we buy school supplies for kids, dictionaries, chapter books, and we've got other service projects. You'll see us out cleaning up the road out by Edwards Middle School. We also support Polio Plus, which is a program aimed at global polio eradication. It's not your grandfather's disease. It still exists in this world. We almost had it licked about a year ago, but there are still parts of the world that are experiencing polio. So this is our flagship fundraiser, and I've got more details when you're ready.
I am ready for it. This is the, I say just oyster roast, barbecue as well, bands and auction items and an awful lot of great things going on. Tell us about the big event coming up.
That's right. There will be all-you-can-eat oysters. I've never walked away hungry for oysters. There will be barbecue with all the fixings. There'll be desserts. There'll be a beer truck for adults. And wine is also, of course, soft drinks. It's family friendly. There'll be a bouncy house for the kids. We'll have live music by a local band amongst the trees. And as you mentioned, there's a raffle. And there's often Clemson memorabilia in there. And there's always interesting items from local businesses. Tickets are available this year only online. We used to print them, but we're trying to move into the future. They are available online. You need to go to rotaryclubofclemson.org. That's rotaryclubofclemson.org, and you'll click on the Oyster Roast tab, and you'll see a link to purchase tickets. Ticket sales end on October 9th, so I want to urge your listeners to get their tickets as soon as they can. You don't want to miss this.
No, you don't. No, this is Friday, October 17th.
That's right. That's my birthday. So I'm looking forward to about 400 people singing happy birthday to me.
Yeah. Well, happy 30th. That's good, man.
Yeah,
really good.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be a good event for you for sure. That's the night before SMU, I think, comes to town. I take this thing one
to
five, so should have a big crowd of people coming. So anybody can buy them. Like, if you're coming into town for and you're listening outside the area and you've never been to it before, you can go online, buy these tickets, and take care of your Friday night and Friday night meal.
You got to do it by October 9th. And, Mickey, can I say one last thing? If your listeners are passionate about service, I urge them to either look for their local Rotary Club. If you're in Clemson, join us Mondays at noon. We're at the Clemson United Methodist Church, and we're always looking for motivated people who are interested in service above self.
Find out more about that. The website, one more time, Jay, for people to find more about
you. RotaryClubofClemson.org.
Love it. Good luck. We'll see you guys over there. Can't wait. Won't miss it. Never miss it. And thanks for checking in, and we'll see you guys on the 17th.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you. That's Jay Espy from the Clemson Rotary Club. Sammy, been to this? I don't think I've seen you there before. You're doing Friday
not.
Night football, though.
Yeah.
You like oysters?
Yeah, I can do oysters.
Love oysters. Love all that. It's a good event. It's a good event for sure. And the barbecue is good, so don't miss that. All right, let's get some phone calls in this text in this time slot. Let me get you caught up. First of all, Philpott's going to join us. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott, joins us in 14 minutes. The Ryder Cup now. We have only one on the board, one lead on the board, and that is Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are one up over John Rahm and Hatton, and they're one up through five. The Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley versus Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick match is now even. Rory and McIlroy, take that back. McIlroy and them are now one up. So McIlroy and Fleetwood are one up over Colin Morikawa and Harris English through two holes. And Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Robert McIntyre, Victor Hovland, that's tied through one. So I'm looking now. This is Henley for a birdie on a par five. He missed it, a short miss there. So I don't know if what this appears to be now, Åberg or Fitzpatrick. This is Åberg to win the hole, and he drains it. So they are now one up. So one up through four. So Europe is one up in two matches. USA one up in one match, and the other one's tied. All right, telephone number 654-ROAR. Got a bunch of text. Let me get Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for your patience, buddy. Looking forward to a good weekend. How you doing?
Pretty good. I did get to see Brent Musburger this past Sunday on ESPN Today.
I did, and it reminded me, Hal, of that great show and Irv Cross and Phyllis George and Jimmy the Greek Snyder and all that. Man, I thought CBS did a wonderful job of that 50th anniversary.
And I think Brent, even though he's still to this day better than some of the TV announcers today and all that. Even though some of them might be, I'm not saying that. Thing away from Jim Nance and all those people. Jim Nance is a good one, but Brent Musburger, he needs to be asked to be make guest appearances on shows. No, he needs to make a guest appearance on some show on NFL Network.
Yeah, for sure. Just a little nostalgia. I know you like nostalgia. I do as well. It's nice to see it, and you know, I don't watch those shows anymore. But I would tell you as a kid, man, I wouldn't miss that Sunday NFL Today and seeing what they – and then Jane Kennedy was on there all those years too. Man, that was good times. Good times. They did a great job through all that, no doubt.
You mean you don't watch so much NFL these days?
Nah, I don't watch. Here's my deal, Hal. You know, I watch so much college football on Saturdays that my 6-year-old, my 2-year-old are tugging at me, and we go to – parks and playtime all around and stuff. So I watch college and I kind of punt the NFL on Sundays now. So, but I keep up with it now. I keep up with the highlight shows. I'm the guy that I don't watch the pregame, watch the highlight instead. So, Hal, appreciate it, man. Hope you have a good weekend for sure. Sam, now you sit down. You don't miss a single play. You sit down in front of the TV at 1 and you don't get up till midnight.
Yeah, if I'm not working on a Sunday, I am on my couch with some sort of unhealthy lunch-related item in front of me, and I am plopped. That's where I will be this weekend. It will be, that's how I, it's my dad and I every Sunday. It's pretty much how we've done it my whole life. Now it's Faxon and I do it. It's
non-Browns games, like even when the Seahawks play the Cardinals, man, you're into it.
Yeah, on Sundays especially. I sat and watched last night. It's great background noise at a minimum while I'm doing other stuff. But yeah, I love the NFL. It's the only sport where I can sit down and just watch any game other than college football and get
some
sort of
enjoyment. You're more NFL fan than college fan.
I haven't throughout my entire life, but I will say I've enjoyed college football more, despite Clemson being terrible this year, than usual. And I enjoyed it a lot last year. So maybe we're starting to turn a little bit in that direction. But at the end of the day, if there's football on at any level, I'm probably watching it. So
we have two questions on our Adams Curving text line about the Ryder Cup. Number one is, what channel is on? It's on USA Network. Number two, and this is from 9478, quick Ryder Cup format explanation if you have time. I do have time, 9478. So, three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday, you have team matches. So, you have four matches this morning, and it is alternate shot. It's called foursomes. It's alternate shot. And so Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are teammates on this. Bryson will hit tee shots on the odd holes. Justin Thomas hits tee shots on the even holes. And they play in from there. It's a match play. It's not stroke play. It's match play. So you win the hole. You win two holes. You're one up, two up, or all square. And you go all the way through. There's ties. They don't go past 18. So they're playing for 1 point. If you win the match, you get 1 point. If you lose the match, you don't get a point. And if you tie the match, you get a half a point. That's the foursomes, which are alternate shot. This on Friday and Saturday afternoons, you'll have four ball matches. And that is, you play your own ball. And the best of those goes in. So let's say that Scheffler and Henley this afternoon are playing Oberg and Fitzpatrick. The Scheffler plays his ball all the way through. Russell Henley plays his ball. Oberg plays his. Fitzpatrick plays his. And the best score of those fours wins the hole, 18 holes, for 1 point through that. And then Sunday, there are 12 singles matches instead of team matches. Best ball once again. So let's say DeChambeau plays Rahm, Thomas plays Hatton, and you put it all up. There are 28 available points, 14-14 tie. Obviously, 14.5, 13.5, there's a win. If there is a tie, Europe may retains the cup because they currently hold the cup. United States has got a – Europe needs 14 to retain, 14.5 to win. USA needs 14.5 to win and to get the cup back. I hope that explains it. All match play, no stroke play, all match play. Foursomes in the morning the first 2 days, alternate shot. Four ball in the afternoon, and then singles on Sunday. I think that's pretty good explanation of what goes on through all of that. Texas said Jane Kennedy exclamation mark. Yeah, I tell you, man, between Phyllis George and Jane Kennedy, they kind of figured it out pretty early on. You want to get Paul before our break? 654 Roar. Good morning, Paul and Ennery. How you doing this morning?
Just fine, buddy. I heard you ask the question this morning, how you feel about Clemson football right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna quote the great Martin Luther King. I've been to the mountaintop three times.
Yeah.
How many programs, how many fans out there can say that? Seriously. Not many.
Yeah.
And I just take it, I don't take it as bad as I used to, Mickey. I mean, you know me. We've been talking for years. It used to ruin my whole weekend. And people are going to be, calling me and texting me and all this, giving me heck. It doesn't bother me as bad now.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've been to the mountaintop three times, and so have you, too.
Yeah, teams that can claim more than that, Nebraska, Minnesota have four, Southern Cal, Miami have five, Ohio State six, Oklahoma seven, Notre Dame eight, and Alabama nine. That's AP national championships. I don't count the 1800s, and I don't count all those Billingsley and all that. Those are Associated Press national championships, and Clemson has the same amount as Florida, Florida State, Georgia, and LSU, Michigan, and Texas. So
say the same thing, and I think I've lived through maybe two bad decades,
yeah,
the 60s, and maybe maybe the late 90s, middle to late 90s. Mm-hmm. Now, how many fan bases can say that? And we get upset and people want to get rid of Dabo. And I told someone yesterday, I've been an FTA member for 25 years. I mean, you know, if they wish to get rid of Dabo because we're going to have a losing season this year, I would probably never send another penny to that school, and I probably would not attend another game. I would watch them on TV, but I've only missed a handful of games in 25 years. I would not grace that stadium again. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just my take on it. I mean, how are you going to fire a guy like that?
No, they're not. They're not going
to. Not only has he done what he did for the football, look what he's done just for athletics overall. Yeah. I mean, you know, that money, that these buildings we got and these softball stadiums, all that, you know, helps come from football, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mickey, that's just my, like I said, I've been to Mountaintop three times, and not many people can say that. So we just need to cool it a little bit and, you know, kind of take it easy for a while. I think we'll be all right.
Hope you're right. I think you're right. I don't know that, but I hope you're right. And there'll be another Mountaintop out there, I hope. At least you got to think that way, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, and I was out in the garage the other day, and I stumbled over my chain. So, you know, get yours out before this get rusting.
Got to get them ready, man. Got to get them ready. Thank you, Paul.
See you, brother.
Have a great weekend.
A good day.
You too, for sure. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll head to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the big dog, Roy Philpott, will call Louisville and Pittsburgh tomorrow right after this.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Attention Orange Nation fans. Kate Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, your garage floor can look amazing. I'm in the process of cleaning out the garage again. A little fall cleaning. We'll do that this weekend on an open date because I got to put some equity in the bank for the wife. So we'll do that this weekend. We love our garage floor. High-performance epoxy base. Go with the best. Go with the one that has been there the longest. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158, 404-8158. You're going to love the good friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Seeing people online on Twitter complaining about the coverage so far. Too many commercials, not enough shots at the Ryder Cup. The other thing is the European crowd getting on the American crowd about how quiet they are. And their chant was, is this a library? So USA's got to pick it up a little bit with the crowd. Speaking of crowd, not sure what kind of crowd we're going to have. Pittsburgh and Louisville tomorrow. Roy Philpott, the big dog, ESPN 2 tomorrow at noon. Good morning, Roy. How you doing, buddy?
Mickey, doing well. Good to be with you. I think it's going to be a good crowd. Yeah. You know what? I've never called a football game here, and so I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's one of the few places that I've never worked, and so I get to cross that off the list, which is a good thing. But I think the crowd will be good.
Are you already in the Steel City?
Yeah, we got in last night. I had to dodge some weather and some traffic in Greenville late yesterday getting over to GSP. But, yeah, we're here.
Good. Glad to hear that. Last week, oh, man, I should know this because I know I watched it. Last week, where were you?
TCU-SMU. Iron Skillet.
Yes, yes. All right, what did we learn from that one? Rivalry game, obviously, kind of a crazy game. And we're back to our Philpott ways where we kind of have interesting games there and some crazy stuff. What'd you think of the rivalry?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, TCU downplays it like they're the big brother, and SMU gets all into it like they're the little brother trying to prove something. And the last couple of years they had done so until last weekend. We had a really good game. I mean, SMU grabbed its first lead early in the fourth, and then TCU scored the last two times to kind of put it away. But their receiver, Eric McAllister, Mickey, I mean, he went off. He caught three touchdowns. He had more receiving yardage than any other player in the FBS this year. It's like 254. And the thing is, he had two more touchdowns, one that was negated due to kind of an erroneous replay, and the other that was ripped away as an interception at the last possible second by SMU. So McAllister went off, and Josh Hoover, like TCU plays at Arizona State tonight. Josh Hoover, their quarterback, like he's entered the Heisman conversation in terms of odds. But he's a good-looking dude, like under the radar, has a solid arm. He's not tall, but he very accurate. And just talking to Sonny Dykes last week about what he does, he's a guy to keep an eye on in the Big 12. In the Big 12, you got Arizona State, you got Texas Tech, you got Iowa State, and then you still have TCU that's undefeated. You know, those four teams are interesting. We thought Utah was going to be interesting, maybe not as much after getting waxed by Texas Tech at home, but the top of the Big 12, to me, looks pretty salty. Those are some pretty good teams.
Yeah, and a big one tonight, TCU at Arizona State tonight in a huge game there. All right, let me get to Pittsburgh and Louisville. What we're seeing here is that six games so far between the two teams, only one against a Power Four. Pittsburgh went to a hornet's nest over in Morgantown. Let me begin with Louisville, beating Eastern Kentucky, James Madison, and Bowling Green. What do we know about Jeff Brohm's club? What do we know about Miller Moss? What do we know about Isaac Brown's not had the kind of year I thought he'd have so far. Is he banged up? Why is he not having the carries? Give me your thoughts on the Cards coming in.
Yeah, he's injured. Isaac Brown only got one carry in their win last week against Bowling Green. And, I mean, he looked great in doing it. It's my first time to see him in person and just watching his tape when he has been healthy. Man, he's legit. Like, there's a lot to deal with. You know, he's not tall, but he's solid and just has great vision, the jump cut ability, and just all kinds of different skills. I don't know if he's playing tomorrow, and I think that's an issue for Louisville. They came out with the injury report late last night, you know, for the ACC, and Kewan Brown is listed as out for this game. Brown and Duke Watson, Isaac Brown's backup, is listed as questionable. So I don't know what's happening there. We talked to Jeff Brohm about it yesterday. Brohm is impressive. Like, I don't know if you've had a chance to ever interact with him, but he is kind of a nuts and bolts coach. He's pretty transparent in our television meetings, which is awesome. But, I mean, he doesn't really sugarcoat anything. And, you know, I think he likes his team right now. I don't know that he loves it. But you watch them, and I mean, they've got weapons, whether it's Isaac Brown, Duke Watson, Colin Lacey, Chris Bell. I mean, their set of receivers, and Dakari Collins is a part of that too. He went off in their last game, you know, after spending a year at NC State, originally at Clemson, four catches, 84 yards last week. So, I mean, their skill position guys, I would put up pound for pound with anybody else you got in the conference. That's been very impressive watching them.
You know, I'm going to ask you about Mark Narduzzi. You've had him as well, and I'll go ahead and ask you now, man. My barbecue at my house, I'm inviting Brahma, I'm inviting Mark Narduzzi.
Oh, man.
I know. It's hard, man. I do it every week, though, you know.
Different personalities.
Yeah. Offensive and defense guy, right? One big offense guy, one big defense guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Now, Pat's probably a little bit more aggressive just with his schemes and his personality. You know, like you talk to him, Mickey, and he's one of those coaches. You know, I think I said this about Bruce Pearl not that long ago, where, you know, you ask him a question and then he answers the question that he wanted you to ask him. And Narduzzi, he'll keep the conversation flowing and he'll get back to your original question. So he's good like that. So, I mean, maybe a slight lean to Narduzzi, but you can really get into it with Jeff Brohm, you know, like offensive football and, you know, max protect and, you know, all verts and whatever it is. And he's pretty fun to talk to like that. They're both, I think, high up there for different reasons.
You know, I talked about Brown not having the kind of year. Desmond Reed's kind of been the same way. Both those guys came in, two of the top, I don't know, two or three, four backs in the ACC, and I expect these huge things out of both of them. Is there a reason we hadn't seen Reed really kind of take off and have the kind of year we expected from him?
Yeah, well, he got injured in that first half at West Virginia, and so only had six touches for 30 yards and then left. I believe it was a lower leg injury. We're going to talk to Narduzzi today about it. But Desmond Reed's one of my favorite players in the history of the planet because, you know, he's not very big, right? Yeah, we've sat down and talked to him, and I'm not really looking up to him, Mickey. He's listed at 5'8". I don't know that he's 5'8", but, man, he's got a great personality. He's so electric as a running back, as a return man. You know, I don't know if he's going tomorrow, but, you know, the injury report again last night, he's not listed as out, but that's a big deal. So for Louisville, you got Isaac Brown, who's banged up. For Pittsburgh, you got Des Reed, who's banged up. If neither one of those guys can go or both can go, it changes and kind of tilts the scales in favor of whoever has the healthiest running back room. But without Des Reed for Pitt, you know, we saw it against West Virginia. Their second half, they struggled. There were a lot of penalties. I think they had 14 in that game, which is really, you know, not a Narduzzi kind of coach team. They got to clean that up tomorrow against Louisville. But, yeah, I'm hoping we see Des Reed and Isaac Brown, because these are, you know, two of the very best the ACC has to offer this season.
Two highly thought of quarterbacks out of high school that transfer in from highly ranked programs. And so far, is it fair to say that Holstein's had a little better year than Miller Moss at this point?
Yeah, I think Moss and even Jeff Brohm, you know, Miller Moss is not used to being in a huddle. He's not used to being under center. He's not used to reading out long play calls and just different things with a Jeff Brohm coach offense. You know, he comes in from SC, where he started 9 games last year, and, you know, the Lincoln Riley system. And so it's probably like the equivalent of learning a foreign language and then having to go out and talk in front of an audience, you know, after just learning that language for a couple of months. So I think Miller Moss is his head swimming a little bit, just making that adjustment. So, yeah, you know, Holstein, a year in the system at Pitt, we saw what he could do last year when they jumped out to that 7-0 start with Kate Bell's new offense, which was pretty slick at the time. You know, they're coming off an open date, so they've got some things I think they're trying to figure out, and namely they need to get Des Reed healthy. Moss is a work in progress, and I think even Jeff Brohm would tell you that. The quarterback that we'll see tomorrow will probably look and act different, you know, a month from now or 2 months from now near the end of the season. So, you know, I'm kind of curious, you know, what kind of progress he's made. They've gotten off to a 3-0 start, so he's done well. But you just see some things and some circumstances, especially against pressure, where does he know where the ball needs to go? Is the ball coming out on time? I think that's been something that they've worked very hard on with him, especially coming in, you know, to Pitt here in the Steel City, because Pittsburgh's going to bring pressure, and it's going to get pretty exotic on third down. And, you know, I wonder, is Miller Moss ready for that and what he's going to see tomorrow here?
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, one of the first people I thought of when I heard the Bruce Pearl news this week was you, because you've done so many games with him and so many games with Auburn. Get your thoughts on him leaving, his son, the future of Auburn basketball, the history of what he provided, just some overall thoughts about the news breaking this week.
Well, think about what I just told you, right? Like, yeah. You asked Bruce Pearl a question pregame, you know, he answers the question that he wanted you to ask originally, and then, you know, maybe he'll get to your question. It's pretty funny. But there's a power play involved there. And think about how he steps down at Auburn, where he does it at the 11th hour here towards the end of September, so that the administration's hand is kind of forced. They wanted Stephen Pearl, his son, to be the coach in waiting going back a year or two. That never happened. But now Auburn and Stephen Pearl, a new 5-year deal. So from a Pearl family perspective, brilliant move by him. I know Stephen a little bit. I think that transition is going to go just fine. I think it'll be, you know, just a continuation of what we've seen. And, you know, he's probably not as boisterous on his political views on Twitter, even to that in his press conference. So I thought it was a power play. But look, man, I mean, this guy, he turned Auburn into a basketball school, which is impossible. I mean, they were terrible outside of Cliff Ellis, you know, going back to 2000 for, you know, the better part of 15 years. And then Pearl comes in and they win 2 SEC championships. They go to the Final Four. They win multiple SEC regular season championships. So, you know, I think it's a loss for the conference for sure, but I think his son will do just fine. And, you know, I'm curious to see what the new iteration looks like with the Pearl family down there this coming winter. But, yeah, it was a poorly kept secret. Like, he even talked with us about it over the years. Well, I'm not going to do this forever. And I think he was quoted mainstream media with the same thing. I just didn't think it was coming this year. I still thought maybe he had another year or two in him.
Yeah, he turned Auburn into a basketball school. Also, Gene Chizik and Von Harsin and those guys kind of played a role in that as well.
Yeah, you know? Good point.
For sure. All right, noon tomorrow, ESPN2. Do you know where you are for Louisville and Pittsburgh? Do you know where you are next week?
Yes. So next week we have Iowa State at Cincinnati. Another early start up in the Queen City. So, yeah, a chance to see Rocco Beck, top 15 Iowa State, undefeated Iowa State. We'll see what happens this weekend. But, yeah, very, very much looking forward to that. It's another good game, and this time we'll go from the ACC to the Big 12.
I'm going to leave you with this. 17:22 gets in this morning. You know you've reached celebrity status when I get this kind of text. Renan and Roy Philpott this past Monday at Ingles and Powdersville had a good conversation in the chip aisle.
So, my guy, that's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
That was fun.
you know it's big when you make an impression on someone at the chip aisle at Ingles and Powdersville. So that's good.
Mickey, I'll tell you this. At that grocery store, I ran in, I think it was to three separate people, and there were a lot of conversations had about what's happening right there in your backyard in Clemson. And it took a little longer than normal to shop for groceries back on Monday after what happened in Death Valley last weekend.
When you're a celebrity, you've got to answer those questions. So you can't just go a simple, the big dogs out there, man. You got to answer the questions for your people. Have a great week, man. Enjoy Pittsburgh, and let's visit next Friday if we can.
Yeah, appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank
all right,
you.
Buddy. Always appreciate the time. Roy Philpott, the big dog, ESPN. Sam, do you want a Ryder Cup update? Is that what you're looking for over there? You want me to give you some scores here?
I think I'm going to get one either way.
No, I don't have to. We'll take a break.
Go ahead.
Okay. it's your show, buddy. DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are one up through six holes over – let me refresh. We got one up through six holes over Rahm and Hatton. In match number two, Oberg and Fitzpatrick are three up over Scheffler and Henley through six holes. Fleetwood and Morikawa. It didn't go over my head that Fleetwood, Mac, Tommy Fleetwood, Roy McIlroy, you played that
you
during
like
the break
that?
There.
Did
yeah, I
like
love that.
They're shout two out up. Somebody texted that in. Shout out to them. I can't find the text, but good job.
They're two up. Europe's two up over Morikawa and English. And the final match right now, Shoffley and Cantlay, one up through three holes over McIntyre and Hovland right now. Both Europe and the United States are winning in two of the four matches. Short break. Final segment of the week right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Final segment of the week. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. We love Tiger Sports. Love everything about Tiger Sports. The bottom line is that 50 years, they've kind of figured it out now. They kind of know what they're doing here, and they've kind of figured this thing out with getting you the very best, all those collections, all of the really true innovative stuff, too, that you wouldn't have thought of. They've got it all at Tiger Sports. Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue. Tiger Sports Online, they make it easy, convenient, simple, do the gift card stuff. Tiger Sports with some great specials going on right now, tigersports.com. Let me give Sam Jones a compliment. If you want a good play-by-play, listen tonight. You know, Philpott started out doing high school football. Now he is a big dog. I have no doubt in my mind you'll be doing the same thing. But, Sam, is my two producers are amazing. What you and Will do is making sure I got everything I want, everything I need. It's an amazing job. And you're doing that as – you're getting ready for other stuff, too, and your career stuff, too. But the producer role, man, is I get everything I need from you two guys. So y'all are awesome.
Thanks, man. It's
fun. Yeah.
It's fun.
Update. We have Europe winning the seventh hole. Rahm and Hatton won number seven. So the DeChambeau, Justin Thomas versus Rahm and Hatton, that match is now all squared. It's tied through seven holes. Oberg and Fitzpatrick, three up. Over Scheffler and Henley through six still. McIlroy and Fleetwood now three up over Morikawa and English. And the United States only lead right now, Shoffley and Cantlay, one up through four holes over McIntyre and Hovland. Very, very early up in Bethpage Black. But the overwhelming theme I am seeing online right now, and I have to admit, I'm watching it without the sound on, and I'm following on Twitter what people are saying. And it is that USA Network has completely blown the coverage of this so far.
Why is this on USA Network? What is...
NBC has the rights to it.
Ah. Why is it not on NBC?
Well, I don't know. You got to have the Today Show. Can I keep my
is
impression
it on
of the Today Show?
Peacock's NBC, right? Is it on Peacock? I assume you can stream it from there, too. I doubt it. It's the same commentary team.
K Can I give you my impressions of morning show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, and the Today Show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Major breaking news in the war between Gaza and or Hamas and Israel. But up next, fall fashion tips. It's like, but first, you know, it's
we'll
like,
wear it better.
Oh, yeah. It's like, how can you be serious? Like, I'm trying to get major news breaking worldwide. There's a breakthrough in cancer research. But up first, how can your luggage make you a better traveler? Like, you can't be serious.
You have to even it out. You got to go light, and then you go to the news, and then you go back light.
Yeah, I guess, man. I guess this is and the other thing is Bethpage Black. In case you don't know it, like, it's dog legs. Every hole seems like a dog leg. Very interesting layout there, and not a lot of rough right now. McElroy just hits it close at number six, and there's a chance that him and Fleetwood could go four up through six holes.
Right, Jed informs us that this will be on NBC this weekend.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Yeah, let me give you the broadcast schedule for this. And oh, by the way, if you're not, you can watch this at RyderCup.com or the Ryder Cup app to watch that. You can also follow after the coverage on Golf Channel, but you can do Ryder Cup or USA Network. There's also YouTube TV kind of has that as well. So that's today. As far as tomorrow, and that's till 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, you will get NBC from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., all NBC. Yeah. Same coverage, same announcers.
Because Notre Dame is on ABC this week.
That's
so they're
right
out of their designated time slot, that noon game.
And then Sunday, it's the matches. It's the singles matches. So noon to 6 on NBC for Sunday. In the huge ratings bonanza this week, ABC versus NBC, you're telling me that you think that you still believe that Bama and Georgia will outdraw Ohio State?
Confident.
I have texts, you know, with Clemson's open date, it allows you to do some stuff. I have texts from folks right now that several of our listeners and several local people have friends that are at the Ryder Cup right now. I've got a friend of mine that is there now, and they're doing Yankees games and Ryder Cup. That's a good weekend, man. That's a really good weekend. So a lot in there. Deadhead Tiger said, a little Mamma Mia to lead into it. I love it.
Kind of. Lay All Your Love on Me. But it's ABBA, so it's close enough. We got Mamma Mia yesterday.
I am embarrassed to tell you this. I'm not the most cultured cat in the world. I've never seen Mamma Mia. Is it good? You've seen it?
I saw it when I was little because my mom likes it, but I haven't seen the movie. But I love their music. I love ABBA's music. So I don't know if the movie's good. I think they made a second one. They may have made a third one. I'm not really sure.
Don't know that.
That's not a movie that I have gone back and watched in my adult years yet.
But you just like, you like the songs then?
I do. I love ABBA. Okay.
All right. So now a major change at the Ryder Cup. Hatton and Rahm just won the eighth hole. They've won back-to-back holes. Hatton and Rahm are one up through eight. Oberg, Fitzpatrick, three up through seven. McElroy, Fleetwood, three up through five. So Europe leads in three of the four at this point. McIntyre and Hovland, Trail, Shoffley, and Cantlay. Those are the only ones the United States leading one up through four. So some major switches, a major European momentum. But early, very, very early in this one. And did the European team just hit it in the water? No, it's on the green. It's on the green there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hadn't touched the text line a whole lot today. Let me do that now. Illini J said that Marshall Cleveland from Malden is on. It's one of the two, or the two hole captains at hole seven today. We got a lot of locals on Long Island today. This is 7743. Texture says, Mickey, Dabo is the greatest human being that almost anyone can know. I just think money changes people. He's just not that poor walk-on sore loser anymore. He is just too proud of what he has done in the past. Sometimes I think he is more proud than Trump. Oh, it's a good political thing there, too. I love that positive, ticked-off Dabo attitude after Bowden reminded us that he beat his rival every week. All the teams are better off because quarterback transfers are up and they touch the ball every snap. Go fight like a – well, I can't say that one either. See, you got some language in here. To get the best quarterback each year. This is offense is high schoolish. Got to stress defense with a dude at quarterback or eye candy with Gus Malzahn. We win those games with Taj Boyd's teams, and this team's more talented. I think that one of the misconceptions is that Dabo is some sort of he's lost his edge. He's not as competitive as he used to be. I got some reports again this week that Dabo has rattled the walls once again. And I think also he's pushing every button he needs to push. So I don't think that there's a lot of things that are a lot of ills in Tiger football right now. But Dabo's competitive drive is not one of them. Deadhead Tiger, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I had to take a break from cutting the grass with that Mamma Mia comment. yeah, man, it is a wonderful movie. And even better play, if you can go see it in a live production. Right. Our high school drama department, that was their spring production last year. And our kids are way into going to all the high school drama productions. And for about a month straight after going to that, the only thing our kids wanted to listen to was the Mamma Mia soundtrack.
So then, and if your kids like it, then obviously that's what you're listening to over and over and over and over, right?
Oh, yeah. Then the Lay Your Love on Me. The scene from that is probably one of the best scenes in the whole movie slash play. It's all the guys from the production are dancing around in scuba gear singing that song. It's just, it's funny.
All right. So. All right. We're now, my 2-year-old is into Frozen right now, and she knows words to the songs. And I'm like, you know, because she didn't miss, and she didn't get the first time around, but we're Frozen 1 and Frozen 2 right now, so I'm getting all the Frozen songs right now. That's my culture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, it's the Lion King of the next generation.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, well, anyway, just to tie it in with sports, with what you just said, you said Dabo's rattling the cages again.
Yeah.
Well, man, I'm with you on some comments you made earlier in the week. I'm sick to death of thinking about it and talking about it. I just want to see some I want to see it. I'm not going to talk about it again until I see it. If people better be riding the pine, lack of effort. Better be rewarded with you get to sit for the rest of this game. And I don't care if your backup's not as good as you. If they're going to play hard, give them a chance.
Yeah, and show me that you care about each other. You know, there's something about some of those, even some of those 1970s teams, some of those 80s teams, that they're kind of an underdog deal, but it seemed like they really loved each other. I will tell you a disturbing text I got early this week, and this is from a student at Clemson. That said, these football players live at their apartment complex, and they host these parties every Saturday night, even after losses, and it's a big party atmosphere after losses. Now, again, I'm only going to what the text said, and the other one is that they have their personal golf carts that they ride around campus. They don't walk to classes now because they have so much money. They go buy golf carts to ride around going to class. Well, my thing is at least they're going to class, but like that's I don't know, man. That seems like. You know, parties and golf carts after losses. I don't know, man. That was disturbing. If that is true. So, anyway. Deadhead Tiger, always good to hear from you, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
Hey, have a great week, and at least our defense isn't going to look bad this week.
Yeah, good point for sure. 2.5-point dog to open date. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent, good answer. Brad Hughes, good answer. Allstate. Hey, did you hear me say earlier this week, Sam, someone's saving $240 a month because they switched to Allstate, switched to Brad Hughes? You can do the same. See if they can help you out. Better coverage, better rates, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have for me, Sam?
A lot of good things happening this weekend. I will be tuned in to my beloved Guardians. We have to win good 2 luck. Out of 3 against the Rangers. Win 2 out of 3, you're in the playoffs. Win or lose one less game or the same amount of games as the Tigers.
Just do what the Tigers do.
You win the division.
Yeah, just
it's
do what
easy.
The Tigers do.
Magic number's 2. Hit it.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Pulling for you. Pull for my Yankees since I'm pulling for you. It's a good feel-good thing.
You know
man.
What? We can have it. Sure. For one weekend.
All right. Good. Good. Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Love to help you out. Anything you want in Clemson, get in touch with him. And I was thinking about like what he's done for me. Sold my house and renovated it. They'll take care of that for you for sure. Let me thank Scott Reimer, Josh Williams, Jinx Patrick, and Roy Philpott. Again, Sam, great job once again all week long. Enjoy high school football tonight. Up next, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday. We'll see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.